Ladies and gentlemen, Fortune magazine, together with Hay Consulting, recently surveyed 4,000 global business leaders and experts, asking them one question: which are the world's most admired companies? The BMW Group was ranked most admired company here in the automotive industry for the second time in a row, not in Germany or in Europe, but rather worldwide. This is indeed exactly how we see ourselves, as a global company facing global challenges and operating in global markets. Or on Fortune's general list covering all industries, the BMW Group is the only German company ranked as one of the top 50 all-stars. However, in the current economic situation, in the current crisis, all companies must demonstrate that they are able to overcome challenging times. And we believe here that under these exceptional circumstances, there are two crucial factors. First, financial stability. The combination of a sound financial footing and high liquidity is the key prerequisite for a company's ability to act. In the short term, this applies to the economic crisis, but in the long term, it also applies to the implementation of activities that help safeguard our future. Second, there is innovative strength. This is reflected in state-of-the-art, trend-setting and attractive products that customers expect and want to have. Today, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to comment on three main points. First, what is important to consider in the current situation? What must we consider? Second, how does BMW strategy number one secure our future success? And third, how do we view the business development for the future? What is our outlook? Let's go straight on to the first point. We took the necessary steps to enable us to soften the impact of the crisis much earlier than other car manufacturers. At the same time, we've been focusing our efforts on consistently implementing our strategy number one, charting out our course for the future. Our goal is to maintain the independence of the BMW Group. And in fact, now more than ever, in the economic crisis, we see that the size of a company is not everything. To survive this current market situation, even perfectly healthy companies need to show a high degree of flexibility. They must be able to stand their ground in a fiercely competitive global environment, and they must have new ideas and the strength to create and promote new forms of mobility, individual mobility. This is why government bailouts for private businesses are a mixed blessing. Don't get me wrong. It is important that governments join hands with companies under such exceptional circumstances and provide them with the right tools. However, we need to concentrate our attention on where government intervention begins and where it should end. The key is to avoid distortion of competition, which would weaken productive companies. The following 8 points show the BMW Group's position in this challenging environment. First, in 2008, the BMW Group achieved an EBIT of 921 million euros. Adjusted for the provisions for residual value risks and credit losses, as well as additional expenditure on headcount reductions, our 2008 result would have been significantly higher. Mr. Eichener will present our annual accounts for the 2008 business year in detail, but let it be said now that we are in a strong operating position. Second, the group's financial footing is absolutely sound. At the end of 2008, our liquidity was approximately 8.1 billion euros. Obviously, liquidity and free cash flow are top priorities in such economic times as these. Cash is king. We are in a position of financial security, which provides us with considerable room to maneuver. Third, We have succeeded in reducing our costs, investments and capital expenditure per vehicle. I instructed all divisions and areas to do their very best to save costs. As a result, our fixed costs in 2008 were lower than in 2007. We've also succeeded in reducing our costs of materials significantly, thanks to successful cooperation with suppliers. And as you may know, we plan to reduce the cost of materials by 4 million euros up to 2012. And it's already clear that we will clearly exceed this target. We'll be a lot better. Fourth, we reduced our fourth quarter inventory below the third quarter level. In fact, compared with 2007, our inventories remain stable, while the stocks of our competitors have increased noticeably. In late 2008, we curbed production at our German plants, and in the beginning of 2009, employees at certain locations worked short time. This is indeed a joint solution of the Board of Management and the Works Council, which we agreed on quickly and efficiently. In April and May, our plants in Dingolfing and Regensburg will once again work short time for a while. This is how we protect the jobs of our highly productive permanent staff, people we absolutely need for the next growth period. This is in the best interest of our company, our employees, and, ladies and gentlemen, it is also in the interest of Germany and the German government as a business location. The fifth point. In 2008, we sold more than 1.43 million cars, the second best result in the history of our company. In the past few years, we've succeeded in increasing our market share in the global premium segment to over 25%. This shows that our products are extremely desirable and our brands enjoy recognition. Our market share in the global automotive market has grown from 1.5% in 2000 to 2.3% at the end of 2008. We remain the number one in the premium segment, but still, and I wish to emphasize this here, we're not pushing volume. We're not in the volume race in the market. We wish to maintain our market share and, of course, strengthen or increase the share in individual markets without going into the volume race. The sixth point, we are the industry leader in terms of CO2 emissions, that is, the reduction of CO2 emissions. And, of course, this also has a lot to do with big investments in the past, ladies and gentlemen, this reduction of CO2. In the EU, our fleet emissions are 156 grams per kilometre of CO2 on average, which is much better, much lower than the CO2 emissions of any other premium manufacturer. Many other car manufacturers frequently announce time and again their future plans and schedules, but that is hypothetical. We are presenting the facts today. And again, in 2008, we once again invested in efficient dynamics and new technologies. As announced, the amount was lower, this investment was lower in 2008 than in the year before, meaning that we're now harvesting the fruits of our previous 1.2 billion euro investment in environmentally friendly technologies. Seventh, regarding job reductions, we've exceeded our target. Between the end of 2007 and the end of 2008, the number of our permanent employees decreased by 7,498 to 100,041. Approximately 4,000 employees signed mutual termination agreements by the 31st of December 2008, so that we have succeeded in significantly streamlining all areas of the company. And there's one fact I'd really like to emphasize here, because you see, when you discuss points like this, you look mainly at plants, at factories, but we haven't just done that. In administration, in management alone, we've taken down or reduced 500 positions. Close to 1,800 jobs were reduced by selling Circuit Group to NTT Data in Japan. And we indeed therefore see today how important it was to begin reducing permanent employees on a voluntary basis already in early 2008. Again, we're now entering, or we're in the year 2009, and if we hadn't done this in 2008, then in 2009 we would be in a very different situation. At this point, I wish to thank the Works Council for their support in this matter. Indeed, the flexibility that we've benefited from through our temporary workers has also helped us, reducing a total of 6,000 jobs in this area too. On the other hand, we will recruit several hundred new employees in 2009, mainly engineers. There is no ban on hiring new employees, and indeed, in 2008, we also created 226 new jobs. We are also continuing to train a large number of young people, sometimes going beyond our own demand, which reflects our responsibility to society. At the end of 2008, the number of trainees, the number of apprentices, were 4,102, most of them in Germany. In other words, apprentices make up over 5% of our workforce, and in 2009 there will be approximately 1,100 new apprentices at our company. The eighth point is that a profit-sharing program for our board members, executives, and all employees is an important element of our compensation system. So we have a profit-sharing scheme for all of us, for the people mentioned in this case. And this scheme, of course, applies in good times as well as it also applies in hard, in challenging times. Another important principle is that the amount of the profit-sharing bonus increases according to a person's management level within the company. This we've agreed with the Works Council, so that with the significant decrease in operating results in 2008, we will have the following, we'll see the following financial effects. First, the remuneration of a board member will be down by about 40%, with a senior executive, a division manager, the remuneration is down by about one-third, and with our non-management employees, their income is down by about 10%. I'm convinced that our employees, our associates, understand the difficulty of the current situation and are willing to accept this hardship. Various activities initiated in 2008 have provided us with a sound, a strong and solid basis for the challenging year 2009. Our business activities are and will remain focused in the long term. This is why we discuss a lot, we talk a lot about the changing mobility requirements in our world today, which brings me to my second point. How can we guarantee our future success in light of the changes and new challenges in our business environment? Our strategy number one gives us a clear vision for the year 2020. The main trends relevant to our business, such as the demand for mobility and the desire for differentiation, will remain unchanged. You all know our strategy structure. We've implemented specific projects supporting all four pillars, which we support accordingly. The first one is growth. The global car market, ladies and gentlemen, will continue to grow in the long term, and along with it, there will also be a growing demand for premium products and services. Indeed, all forecasts agree on this point. So the current decline in premium sales is not an indicator of the future development of this segment. The real question is, rather, how, and this applies to all of us, how will premium be defined in future? Future mobility will require us to find a new balance between individual demands and ecological standards and requirements. Sustainability will definitely play a key role in defining premium in future. This applies to both environmentally friendly drive systems and to production processes. The BMW Group is indeed already the world's most sustainable car manufacturer. 2008 marked the fourth consecutive year in which the Dow Jones Sustainability Indexes ranked us as the global industry leader, and we've now been in this index since its birth in 1999. This is reflected in our products, our production system, and many little details. And therefore, in the car market, we also see a change in the various segments, following legal requirements and national initiatives like the scrappage scheme for old cars in Germany. There would appear to be an interest in smaller and highly efficient cars. And indeed, with our premium brand Mini, we're very successful in the small car segment. In the BMW world, with the BMW brand, we have the 1 Series we launched a number of years ago as our premium offer in the compact class. In 2008, sales of the 1 Series increased by about 36% to more than 225,000 units. Today, the BMW 1 Series makes up almost 19% of our portfolio. And before the end of this year, we will see the launch of a new model in the compact class, the BMW X1. This car combines the versatility of an SAV with the flexibility of a compact car and, of course, the driving dynamics characteristic of BMW. Another trend is innovation, innovative cars. Our new BMW 7 Series is a clear statement for the further innovation development of automobiles, for the further development of new concepts in automobiles in general, and it is the new benchmark for all competitors. We are convinced that the new 7 Series is the best car you can buy in the market worldwide right now. Our flagship and its innovations have indeed received enthusiastic feedback from the media, also thanks to the car's efficiency. The 730D consumes only 7.2 litres of diesel per 100 kilometres. This makes it very popular with customers as well. And to give you a few figures, the new 7 series was launched in Europe only a few months ago, but is already the segment leader. In Germany alone, sales in the first 2 months of 2009 were up by 80% compared to last year's reference period, and our competitors, on the other hand, have suffered dramatic setbacks. In Austria, and this is personally very good news for me, the federal and state governments will drive BMW in future, that is the 730D and the 520D, as the most environmentally friendly cars in their respective segments. Thanks to these new cars, the Austrian government will reduce CO2 emissions in their country alone by 43 tons a year. In 2009, we're launching a versatile and highly variable vehicle, the BMW 5 Series Gran Turismo. This is the near series implementation of the progressive activity sedan, and again, therefore, we're defining an entirely new segment in the market. For me, the BMW 5 Series Gran Turismo is premium at its most innovative, from its most innovative perspective. And this takes me on to another point. Premium is also a matter of design. Design is and will remain a key factor in the customer's buying decision. It is one of the major trends, design, in the future of the automobile. And we are the trendsetter here, and in the years to come, we will continue to be a trendsetter in this area, focusing even more on our design. The new BMW Z4, which is entering the market in May, is indeed a perfect example of the direction we're taking. The second pillar in our strategy is shaping the future. Shaping the automobile of the future, the car of the future. This can only be achieved by reducing fuel consumption and emissions. No other car company, ladies and gentlemen, has reduced emissions as much as the BMW Group. We have, and I really want to emphasize this here, we have even exceeded the voluntary commitment made by ACEA, the European Association of Car Manufacturers. Between 1995 and 2008, the consumption of our fleet in the EU was down by 27%. And let me add that we know today, already today, that we will be meeting the new EU emission performance requirements for 2012 and 2015, meaning that excess penalties, punitive payments, will not be an issue for the BMW Group. Then the Federal Motor Transport Authority in Germany has confirmed our lead in the area of emission reductions. In Germany, our average fuel consumption is 5.9 litres for 100 kilometres, with CO2 emissions of 158 grams per kilometre. The average of all new cars registered in 2008, including mass manufacturers, was 165 grams per kilometre, meaning that we're far better than the average, even than the mass manufacturers. And more than that, BMW's fleet consumption is lower than that of Germany's major volume manufacturer and on par with that of manufacturers who mainly focus on small cars. And then finally, the average carbon emissions of Mini are 138.6 grams. Considering all of these figures, you must realize that BMW and Mini cars, on average, have more power and better performance than their respective competitors. So, in a nutshell, we offer more performance on less fuel and less CO2. And this is what we've achieved with efficient dynamics. The new entry-level model for BMW has been in the market for some weeks now, the BMW 116D, which is even greener than the World Green Car of the Year, which happened to be the 118D. This means an average of 4.4 litres for 100 kilometres in the EU test cycle and CO2 emissions of 118 grams. 49 BMW models already comply with the EU 5 emission requirements, and the BMW 330D, with our optional BMW Blue Performance technology, even meets the EU 6 standard, taking effect in 2014. Hybrid technology allows us to further tap the efficiency potentials, going up to 20%, and BMW's first two hybrid vehicles will indeed enter series production this year, the new 7 Series and the X6. And so our long-term goal, ladies and gentlemen, is clear. It is sustainable mobility. And Project I, BMW Project I, is our tool to reach this goal. The Mini E is the first result of Project I and our first milestone pointing towards electric mobility. Again, we are ahead of our competitors, a step ahead of our competitors already in this respect. The Mini E is currently being tested by 500 customers in California in everyday city life, and customers in Munich and Berlin will be joining the project soon. This field test makes us the car company, with the largest fleet of electric cars. The Mini E is indeed a leader in technology. Fully charged, this 204-horsepower car can cover up to 250 kilometres, which is a good thing because most drivers do not want to drive to give up driving fun or dynamics, not even with the car of the future. However, we cannot be too euphoric, not yet anyway, because it will take years before electric cars become a common sight on our roads. First, electric cars do not meet all the various mobility requirements. Second, there are many open questions regarding affordable technology, battery life cycles, infrastructure, etc. Currently, all manufacturers and our society as a whole are going through a learning process. We still need fundamental rules for electric mobility, and political decisions have to be taken on the EU level at the least, where Germany should play a driving role. The point is that the BMW Group is working hard on developing solutions and that we're investing a lot of money in creating a new area of mobility. The second specific result of Project I will be our megacity vehicle. This vehicle will be the first of a range of near-zero emission vehicles. Customers will have the choice between a fully electric drive and a high-efficiency combustion engine. So either, again, all-electric drive or the combustion engine with a high level of efficiency. Large-scale production we plan to start in the first half of the next decade, and with the megacity vehicle, we are also pursuing a radical approach towards establishing a truly sustainable value chain going from development to production and sales. Through these efforts, we are at the forefront of sustainable mobility. So, even today, therefore, we see that sustainability is becoming a value, an increasingly significant value driver, also reflected by the third pillar of our strategy, that is profitability. Once again, we focus strongly on improving our profitability this year, as you will hear from Mr. Eichinger in a few minutes. Our long-term profitability targets for 2012 remain unchanged, despite the current weakness of the market. In 2012, we are looking at a return on capital employed of 26% in the automobile segment and an EBIT-based return on sales of 8 to 10% in the automobile segment. Another way to save money and resources is furthering the sustainable development of business, for it is wrong to believe that sustainability is always a cost factor. Our clean production program has indeed established sustainability in our production processes. One example is that in 2008, we reduced our energy consumption by over 650,000 megawatt hours, resulting in cost savings of approximately 35 million euros. And we also have very ambitious targets for the years to come. We plan, for example, to reduce the consumption of energy, water, sewage, solvent emissions, as well as waste in our international production network by another 30% between 2006 and 2012. This is responsibility, ladies and gentlemen, that pays off. Because if we think in the long term, as we do, we obviously need new technologies and customer groups. And this takes me on to the fourth pillar of our strategy, that is access to technologies and customers. The customer will continue to be an integral part of strategy number one. We've restructured our marketing division to streamline it and improve our customer focus. Our idea is to generate new business by offering customers a wider range of mobility services, and I'd like to give you one example here, that is our after-sales business. In 2008, services and spare parts accounted for an additional contribution to operating income of 90 million euros compared with our original plans. Our goal is to increase after-sales revenues by 20% up to the year 2014. We also wish to continue our own course, while at the same time we will also cooperate with other manufacturers in future where this is necessary and reasonable. But of course, in all cases, we need a win-win situation as the key to successful cooperation. At present, we are developing our mini engines together with PSA, and we have entered into a purchasing cooperation agreement with Daimler, which will soon be expanded, meaning that we will be gradually increasing the number of parts and components we purchase together. For the Mini E, we will work with utility companies such as Vattenfall in Berlin and E.ON Energy in Munich. And so, ladies and gentlemen, the successful implementation of our strategy shows that in these difficult times, the BMW Group is setting the course for long-term growth and for maintaining our independence. The activities that we've launched in the last few weeks and months will have a positive impact on our business development in the medium term. This takes me on to my last and third point today, that is, what is our forecast for fiscal 2009? 2009, ladies and gentlemen, will be a year of transition. And this is why we've already set clear priorities. Liquidity comes first. Free cash flow and working capital come next. Fixed costs, the reduction of fixed costs, will remain a must. And the reduction of capital expenditure is a further must. In other words, we are tightening our belts, just like any good businessman will do. And then we expect the economy to recover as of 2010. Of course, the current downturn in business is continuing and is indeed proceeding at a fast pace. And there is great uncertainty regarding the economic crisis, which makes it impossible at the moment to offer reliable forecasts for 2009 right now. We do not expect, at any rate, that in 2009 we'll reach the same retail level as in 2008. For this reason, we are operating with various action scenarios within the company. Currently, we expect automotive sales in the car market as a whole to decline by 10 to 20% in 2009. From 2010 onwards, and this is an interesting point, above all for the BMW Group, as of 2010, our sales will pick up pace once again, thanks to our new product portfolio. This momentum will increase with the contribution of high-profit models to be launched between 2010 and 2012. And so today, some of our competitors might be enjoying a model cycle advantage at the moment. But we are looking at the same advantages coming up relatively soon. And so we remain confident with our profitability targets for 2012 remaining unchanged. I've stated at various occasions that he who thinks crisis has a crisis. We at the BMW Group think and act differently. We look forward and we are very well prepared for the future, which is also premium, ladies and gentlemen. This is why we will continue to remain a strong and sustainable company with three powerful brands, BMW, Mini and Rolls-Royce. Thank you very much indeed.